According to a new report, people who work outdoors in Florida are increasingly exposed to dangerously hot conditions as climate change is bringing hotter days and more of them. Emory University's Valerie Mack conducted the study along with researchers from the advocacy groups Public Citizen and the Farmworker Association of Florida. They analyzed temperatures from all of Florida's 67 counties between May and September of this year, then combined that data with health indicators from a previous study Mack did with farmworkers in Central Florida.
On at least one day during the study, 4 out of 5 participants exceeded the recommended limit of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit for core body temperature, which places individuals at higher risk for heat illness. Half of the workers went to work dehydrated on at least one day during the study, and that proportion rose to over 3/4 of workers in the after-workday measurements.
David Arkish with Public Citizen says the threat of heat-related illnesses is on the rise due to global warming.
For workers engaged in very heavy labor, it was dangerously hot at least 75% of the daytime this past May to September in the top 10 Florida counties by number of agricultural and construction workers.
He says Florida is already one of the worst states in the nation when it comes to heat-related hospitalizations, with more than 1,100 documented cases in 2016. His group is among those petitioning for more federal protections for outdoor workers. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.